I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
This is the one station everybody at work can agree on. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Every visit to Grandscape brings something new to discover, from world-class shopping and chef-driven dining to entertainment that keeps the night going. Find out more at Grandscape.com, and you can text Grandscape, one word, for your chance to win a $100 Grandscape gift card.
All right, thank you, DJ. Live here at Fan and Tree Farm, where it's their big spring sale. All dim trees, 30% off, and select few are 50% off. So get on it. Get on up here. It's a huge weekend. At Fan and Tree Farm, your only source for trees here in the Metroplex, located in Frisco off 121 in Custer. So come on out, have some fun with long time friends of ours up here at Fan and Tree Farm, and thanks for hosting us all day long. So earlier in the week, we had the story of the unfortunate incident at the BAFTA Awards, which are kind of akin to the British Golden Globes, or
because it's TV and film.
Yeah. So, and it's a huge deal over there. And as Michael B. Jordan, the star of Sinners, was up there with Delroy Lindo, another star of Sinners, both African American men, they go up there to present an award. And there was a man sitting very close to the stage. As they walk up and start to present the award, he blurted out very loudly the N-word. And
after he had already said the F-word several times before that.
Right. And it turned out that this guy is not just some ne'er-do-well troublemaker, racist. It turns out that he has Tourette syndrome. And he is part of the 10% of Tourette's havers. Victims,
sufferers,
yeah. The part of the 10% that blurts out cuss words.
Yeah, and he was there because there was a film made about his life.
Right, yeah. So he's there as an honoree. And the 10%, the ailment is known as coprolalia. Coprolalia is the 10% of the Tourette's that blurt out these words. And so I got an email from someone whose child suffers from this ailment.
Okay.
And they told me, they go, you need to watch this show called Braylon Uncensored. I think we mentioned it on E-News a while back because it's been on now for a couple of years. And it's about this girl who is 21 years old who lives with her family in West Virginia. She's got five brothers and sisters. She has Tourette's and she has the coprolalia. And it's about her trying to become independent enough to get her own place.
Okay.
But she faces so many hurdles. And her Tourette's, her tics, are... the family laughs. So the only thing they can do at this point is laugh, because they know what they're getting into, but they have to accompany her everywhere. She can't be in the kitchen by herself. She can't drive. She can't go to the store by herself because these tics are, you know, they rule whatever room you're in.
It's an interesting genre that's out there, because I know Love on the Spectrum sounds somewhat similar in terms of just, it kind of puts you in touch with people that are dealing with certain things in a way that humanizes them and in some ways normalizes them, but also shows you the challenge of everyday life for in that case, romance.
Well,
but in this case, just probably trying to live.
Yeah, I mean, as the emailer said, my kid will blurt out words that if he sees something, then that preoccupies his brain, and he will blurt it out. Okay.
Okay.
And so his theory is, and I think a lot of people that deal with Tourette's, whether they're dealing with themselves or their family, they will tell you that this guy, when Delroy Lindo and Michael B. Jordan walked up, that triggered what he said.
Right. And even though he claims that that word is not in his vocabulary,
yeah,
it was pulled from somewhere in his brain to the point where impulse control, I can't handle it.
Yeah, and you just blurted it out. It's the craziest thing ever. And so I watched a couple of episodes of this show to get a feel for what this was like.
And it's called Uncensored.
It's called Uncensored.
So it is?
Totally uncensored.
Okay.
Yes, 100%.
But for our airwaves, it is.
It is censored. And so this is Braylon, again, 21 years old.
Scene censura.
Trying to describe what goes on in her world.
Tourette syndrome is a neurological involuntary motor and vocal disorder that is chronic. Chronic. Slap that wiener. Rap that wiener. Tap that wiener.
She is obsessed
with wieners.
With wieners.
Slap that wiener. Rap that wiener. Tap that wiener.
And so, like, her.
It's like you, Dave.
Like, if my innermost thoughts were broadcast.
Tap that wiener.
Yeah. And she, this is her nervous tic. She always devolves into wiener, penis, like that. It's like her world. And so just imagine being out and about and you're hearing this and you're like, what is going on? Okay, it continues.
There is no cure for Tourette syndrome. There is only ways to lessen your symptoms. Fat ass. Butter your own biscuit, fat ass. Banana up your ass.
And again, her siblings, a couple of them are younger, one of them's older, she's got five of them, and her parents, they're to the point now where they're in the shots, and they're smiling, and they're like, okay, Braylon, okay, or Balin, all right, okay, let's calm it down, you know, and there are ways to go about lessening these tics. But
like, if you make it a big deal, that will make it worse, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah, and she's really comfortable in her house.
Yeah.
Okay? But you get her outside the house.
Yeah.
Anywhere, and she gets so nervous that it triggers all these other tics. So she goes to the grocery store with her mom, and she's touching. She does everything in threes, and this is part of the malady. She's obsessive compulsive, obviously, and everything's in threes, and so she has to touch everything three times, and or do something the same thing three times. And so here she is walking through the grocery store.
It's really hard because I'm such a textured person. Like, I don't know if that makes sense, but I have to touch everything. No one normally goes into a store screaming and raining vaginas! Raining vaginas! Raining vaginas! Doing that. F*** off. F*** off. F*** off. Like, I don't know.
She'll walk around screaming that, and then she'll look at someone that's right next to her and just be like, F off. F off, F off. And the person's like, wait, what, me? Like she's at a bowling alley and the guy's lining up to bowl on the lane next to her and she just goes, F you. And like turns and starts bowling and the guy's sitting there like, what just happened to me? Why did she just tell me that?
Right, like the guy at the BAFTA Awards when there were directors receiving the award for best children's film, he was yelling, shut the F up! Shut the F up!
Yes, yeah. So,
raining vaginas!
So she
raining?
She is also obsessed with telling bald men that they're bald. So calling them out, when she sees someone who's bald in public.
Don't mind getting out ahead of it. We know.
You're right.
We are aware we're bald.
Right. So okay. She'll walk up and just be like, you're bald. You're bald. You're bald. And you're like, what? Yeah, 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 I am. I am. So here she is.
Does she do it tastefully?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. It's part of her tic. She can't get past it. So she actually was asked to go speak at a Tourette's convention in Dallas. She lives in West Virginia. And so she's like has to get on a plane, which is hell on wheels, getting through an airport with this condition and then getting on a plane. I mean, it's her mother's like crying before it's happening because she knows how difficult it's going to be. So her and her mom are in line in TSA, all right? And she's so nervous as it is.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And you tell me if you think if you're sitting there in TSA, if this is something that would make you nervous.
Nope.
Not today. I just read his shirt.
Oh, I was going to say, is that new?
Is that new? Spell hypothalamus. You're bald.
You're bald.
I'll text your dad and tell
him. You're bald.
That we're on a...
You're bald.
Bite. I don't like the name Mike. You're done. You're done. Your mom wears Skechers. You're bald. You're bald. You're done. You're done. Your dad has a vagina. Oof. Oof. Penis. Princess penis.
Princess penis?
And her mom, again, all they can do is smile and move on. You just, there's no other way to go about it.
Right, and some of those phrases that she says, like if you just heard it in the wild, you just hear, see her walking by, it, you would think, what is she doing? She's just seeking attention. That's made up.
Yeah.
But then when you see it happening constantly and you realize what a burden it is.
Yeah.
Your dad has a vagina.
But I feel like this lady is built for Dave specifically. Like
yeah,
everything she does.
How can I meet her?
Okay.
Princess penis.
So she's going through TSA and she's making all these comments. And again,
boy, when you said she's going through TSA, I got very concerned.
Because
if it sort of works with what should I not say here, that's the involuntary part of it.
Right.
I am certainly glad that you're
mentioning... I don't have a bomb.
I'm glad you're mentioning that because when you're walking through, there's a sign that says if you have a firearm or a gun or whatever, you know, this you're in trouble. She sees that sign and here her and her mom are just standing in line right before they get to the actual security.
I'm extremely lucky to have Colin in my life, and I would say he's pretty lucky to have...
Is it not labeled airport?
No, that's the one we just played.
Oh, son of a biscuit ball. Did I give you two? There should be 5 and 6. Did I just give you 5?
Yep, no 6.
Oh, okay. Well, basically she goes, I have a gun. 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 Like screaming it.
How does that go?
Well, the TSA agents are all looking at her, and they're aware of there's a camera on her, first off. And so that doesn't work. And so, but they let her go. The mom's like, we're getting ready to have to go back into the little room and, you know, deal with all this. And they let her through because they knew she had Tourette's. But, yes. And she, her mom's like, stop it, stop it, stop it. She's like, I have a gun, I have a gun, I have a gun, I have a gun. Like, couldn't stop doing it because she just sees the sign.
Oh, man.
Dude, it is absolutely nuts.
Do you feel like, what's this on?
HBO. Or at least that's where I saw it. I don't know what it's originally
See,
on.
With Love on the Spectrum, you're like, is this exploitive or is this educational? You're trying to be like, do I feel cringy watching this?
Her family's inviting the camera crew.
Well, that's true. I just wonder if the motivations and the end product.
No, it's all weird. Yeah. I don't know if I would do that with my kid, but it helps her, I think. She's a real cute girl.
Yeah. I was going to ask. Hot?
Yeah, she's super cute. Yeah, absolutely. She's a very cute girl, and she's got a boyfriend who's in the military who deals with this on a daily basis, you know, and it's really, really strange. So that led me to remembering Curb Your Enthusiasm. Because, of course, Larry David has to make fun of everything, including Tourette's.
Sure.
And he was part of a consortium that opened up a restaurant, and they fired their chef, and so they had to find another chef. And so this guy was recommended, and they didn't know it, but he has Tourette's. So here's the scene where the guy is signing the contract, and all 5 of the main investors are there. And as he signs the contract and starts to walk away, he has his moment.
Et voilà.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure. It's a fantastic spot.
We're thrilled to have you.
I'm thrilled too. Okay, well now I have an appointment. I have to go.
Yeah.
So, okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
Oh, this is... I'm...
Well, Larry.
Nice job.
You...
Nice
face sucker.
Oh,
I better get a ticket.
He's got some tude, this guy, huh?
So they don't really know.
Should we break out the champagne? Yes.
They don't even know. He just walks away and he starts cussing, and one of the guys goes, "This guy's got some tude, doesn't he?" Just screaming out cuss words left and right. So then they go to the actual restaurant and they're tasting the food and everything, and then it happens one more time.
Olives, no, I'm sorry for interruption, but it's not. They are really ridiculous olives. What do you do with pit? Ever, never you can do nothing with pit. It's ridiculous. No, olives, I'm sorry.
Put it in a pit plate or an ashtray or something.
A pit plate. Why don't you just call it a garbage plate?
Okay.
Yeah, he's right.
All right, well, you know, you don't want to fill
person, you know, this guy, huh?
He's a piece of work.
No picture, okay.
All right.
What else do we have?
Carrot, something light.
Carrot, celery.
What about lemon? Lemon in the water.
That's good.
Mother son of ass.
I'm starting to think that that's involuntary.
And voila, everything is finished now. It's perfect. It's fantastic. Okay, I just want to say one thing, that I am so humbled to be working in such a restaurant de qualité. Huh? It's fantastic.
People could be eating the dinner. Oh, my God.
And of course you couldn't fire him.
Yeah, I'm not going to fire a survivor.
No,
okay, so that's the other thing. They couldn't fire him because on his forearm he's got like six numbers on there that are a tattoo, and he looks like that he was in a concentration camp as a little baby. And so Larry couldn't fire him. Well, it turns out, of course, he has his moment in the restaurant of the grand opening where he, you know, has the thousand cuss words in front of everyone. But before that, he invites Larry up there. He's like, "Hey, I want you to see this. I want you to taste this." And then he goes, "Did I tell you I lost the lottery by one number last night?" And then he licks his thumb and scratches all the numbers off of his arm because it was lottery numbers. It wasn't like a tattoo of being in a freaking concentration camp. It's all so uncomfortable, but...
That's our Larry.
Oh, God, it's so great.
Wow.
So the show is Balin Uncensored, if you're interested. I watched the first two episodes, and I mean, it's interesting, man. At the very least, it's an interesting show. But that is what they were dealing with at the BAFTAs. It's a real thing.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Incredible.